At KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour. In the news for this morning, Plymouth City Council moved through a variety of city business at their last meeting. On Thursday night, the council approved a recommendation that the City Planning Commission write a new ordinance that would ease the current animal regulations in the city to allow for members of 4-H and other youth farm groups to keep livestock in the city limits. Currently, livestock, with the exception of chickens, are not allowed in residential areas of the city. Many details of the proposal remain to be worked out. Also, this council voted to approve placing delinquent unpaid sewer and water bills onto the property tax rolls. And a request from the city, actually for the city, to donate $10,000 in transient occupancy tax money to the Challenge of Champions High School Rodeo was held over so that proposal could be considered by the city's new appointed Transient Occupancy Tax Commission. That commission was just appointed to review and consider such requests.
Well, CAL FIRE and one engine from Jackson Valley Fire rolled to a vegetation fire early yesterday. Just after 1, a small spot of grass burned off Curran Road. Crews quickly able to get a wet line around it and stop the forward progress, just about a quarter of an acre. The cause of the early morning fire? Under investigation.
CAL FIRE and local Calaveras County fire crews battled a small vegetation fire Friday afternoon near Valley Springs Elementary. First responders reported just before 3 o'clock. The fire was contained about 3 with about a half an acre. Now, there was no threat to the school or other structures. No injuries were reported in the blaze. Ground crews assisted by aircraft from Columbia remained on scene, mopping up into the early evening. The cause of that fire is under investigation.
Well, as of late last week, CAL FIRE reports there have been 45,000 acres burned statewide this year, compared to 650,000 at this point last year. The agency cites the wet winter and moderate summer temperatures as a reason for the drop in the activity so far. Now, in June of last year, the county fire in Lake, Napa, and Yolo counties burned 90,200 acres. The Ferguson fire in Mariposa ignited July 13th, burning 96,900 acres. The Carr fire in Shasta County ignited July 23rd, burned 229,000 acres. The Mendocino Complex fire ignited July 27th, burned 459,000 acres. And the Donnell fire ignited August 1st in Tuolumne County, burned 36,400 acres. Now this summer, the largest fire has been the Modoc incident that ignited July 28th, has burned 14,200 acres, and is at 95% contained. CAL FIRE notes that coming months can often be the most dangerous as conditions continue to dry out and the snowpack in the higher elevation declines.
Calaveras marijuana enforcement team members busted a large outdoor grow this past week. On Thursday, team members visited a site on Frico City Road and seized 2,400 plants, 3 pounds of processed marijuana, and 8 grams of concentrated marijuana, and 3 guns. The rough value of the haul was $3.5 million. Randall Nathan and his wife, Sydney Weinstein, were both arrested. Among the charges the couple is now facing are possession of marijuana for sale, keeping a drug house, renting the property for the purpose of manufacturing a controlled substance, conspiracy to commit a crime, and maintaining an illegal grow. Now, I must correct myself. The rough value of that haul was $2.5 million, not $3. $2.5 million. Now, this is the second time this season the couple has run afoul of the marijuana enforcement team. The pair were cited for an illegal grow off of Star Canyon Trail back in June.
Well, the Jackson firefighters back at it again, teaming up with the Amateur Stars, selling their one-of-a-kind t-shirts. These shirts designed by the firefighters and all money raised goes directly to Amateur Stars to battle cancer here locally. All of the proceeds stay in Amador County and assist in the transportation to and from medical appointments, as well as other support functions for those in need. Over the past 7 years, the Jackson Fire Department has sold nearly 1,000 of the custom-designed shirts. Again this year, there will be a number of style and color options available. To purchase one of the shirts, visit custominc.com/fundraising/JacksonFire2019.
And you can give the gift of life today and get a pair of socks. Christy Roots Insurance will host the Ione Community Blood Drive from 1:30 to 5:30 this afternoon at Evelyn Bishop Hall in Ione. Whole blood donors must be at least 16 years of age, weigh a minimum of 110 pounds, be in good health, and bring a photo ID. The blood drive is being held to meet the community's needs for blood and blood products. Walk-ins are welcome, and remember, as a thank you, you'll receive a pair of blood donor socks. For details, later this morning, give Christy Roots Insurance a call, 274-5443. I have those requirements beat times three. Must be at least 16 and weigh a minimum of 110 pounds. There we go. All right. That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website. That's KVGCradio.com.